Good evening and welcome to the celebration of the Holy Communion on this Ascension Day, the 40th day of the season of Easter. Maybe because it is a midweek festival, the Ascension is often a poorly observed festival. Although our parish church in Annahilt is dedicated to the Ascension, we perhaps do not give enough prominence to this important day of the year. At the Ascension, we look beyond the death of Christ, beyond the resurrection, to the life of Christ in and through his church. Through this Ascension, we know that at the very center of the universe is one whom we know and who knows us, Christ Jesus, the Savior, the King. So whatever may happen, however bleak, however apparently hopeless, however seemingly crushing, behind everything is the ascended Lord. At the heart of the vast and mysterious universe is a love, a concern, and a knowledge of us. And in that love and concern and knowledge, we can put our hopes and our trust. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the faith we profess. Almighty God.
Almighty God.
To whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God,
Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we in heart and mind may also ascend and with him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn
260.
Christ is alive, let Christians sing.
Oh,
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 44. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of our ascended Lord. Amen. Over my entire ordained ministry, I have many times asked if anyone has the solution to being in two or more places at the one time. And of course, to no avail. No one has the answer, as it is not a physical possibility. While Jesus walked on earth, he was restricted to being in one place at a time. His ascension into heaven was, if you like, a visual aid to convince his disciples that he was no longer limited in that way. While he was incarnate, you'd have had to travel to Galilee to see him, and waited until the previous interview had finished before you could ask him your burning questions. Now that he's ascended into a non-material, non-spatial mode of existence, you can talk to Jesus anywhere, at any time, and be sure that Jesus will listen to you for as long as you need. You need never be alone, for you carry the presence of the invisible Christ around with you wherever you go. Even if you travel to distant countries, you'll find that Jesus was there first. If you adventure into unfamiliar cultures and different ways of speaking, Jesus promised at his ascension that he will give us his Holy Spirit to translate for us. Not, of course, from one language into another. I'm afraid we all have to put in the homework for ourselves if we want to communicate with those who do not speak English. But different languages use the same words in different ways, and the Spirit will lead you through the unfamiliar thought patterns used by people coming from a different cultural milieu. In this way, you'll find that the familiar phrases of the Bible reveal new truths when looked at in a different perspective. But Jesus promised us that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truth. Our European understanding of Christianity is, after all, a translation from the thought world of the Middle East, in which the Aramaic gospel was first expressed. Only when the word of God's expressed as a person is it definitive. In all attempts to express it in human language, something is inevitably lost in translation. The first Christian missionaries in India worked hard at learning the many languages which are used in that vast subcontinent. But however they tried to express the faith in Asian terms, the first converts wanted to become European Christians, dressing, speaking, and living in a Western manner. Except for one, Sadhu Sundar Singh, who wore the yellow robe of a Hindu holy man all his life as he tried to express the truth about Jesus in a truly Asian manner. Sundar Singh was born in North India in 1889 into a wealthy Sikh family. He studied and learnt the Hindu holy books by heart. His mother encouraged him to become a sadhu or holy man. He'd heard of Christianity, but thought it was a false religion. One day he ceremoniously burnt a copy of the Bible, but he found no peace and vowed to kill himself if truth and light were not revealed to him. He planned to put his head on a railway track, but just before he did so, he had a vision of Jesus telling Sundar Singh that he'd always be with him and would lead him into truth if he'd only follow Jesus. His parents disowned him and his neighbors rejected him. He was baptized in the Anglican Church in Simla, and on his 16th birthday, he became the first Christian sadhu. He donned the saffron robe of a holy man, and apart from that, he had no other possessions. Sadhu Sundar Singh wandered on foot through the villages of India, sharing the good news of Jesus and his love for his fellow Indians in words which they understood and through a life which they could admire. He had no fear, for he knew that the risen and ascended Christ was always with him, and that the Holy Spirit would guide him into new truths. He inspired many Europeans also, and visited London to explain his work. But he returned to his beloved India, and was last seen walking into Tibet to preach and teach there. Nobody knows what became of him after that. Few Christians are given as strange a vocation as that of Sundar Singh. But we can learn from his example of faith in the ascended Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit. At all times, he was certain of the presence of Christ with him, driving away fear, and trusted the Spirit to lead him into all truth, giving him the words to communicate God's love in terms which would appeal to those who heard him. Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, as we join with all Christian people in giving praise for the ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray for the church that he left to continue his work on earth. Faithful to her calling, may she witness to his glory by declaring and practicing his saving love, especially at this time of ongoing international crisis. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes. Also, the Titanic Quarter, Belfast, and the church plant leader, Ross Monroe. As your people, may we be giving and loving wherever we are, whatever it costs, for as long as it takes, wherever you call us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, look with favour on the world you have made, which feels strange right now. Keep India, Myanmar, Kenya, the Horn of Africa, Yemen, and all nations under the shadow of your mercy in this time of pandemic, natural disaster, and conflict. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, and the government, all peers and members of Parliament in this new session. For the First Minister, Arlene Foster, the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and Executive, and all members of the Legislative Assembly. Also, President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and government, and all TDs and senators in the Republic. Give them wisdom to make right decisions, courage to fulfil them, and perseverance to continue their efforts to promote the welfare of humanity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live. Help us to put our trust in you and keep us safe. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves, especially those who are isolated. support those who are anxious about family and friends, and help them find peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, be close to all who are ill or fearful. We pray for all who are convalescing from illness, in particular Isaac Harrison and Canon Eric Kingston. We pray as well for all who suffer from coronavirus. Give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick and who are administering the vaccine rollout. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all those who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume.
We do not presume
to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The hymn 259, Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning.
Lord,
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
All glory and honor, thanks and praise be given to you at all times and in all places, Lord, Holy Father, true and living God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is your eternal Word, through whom you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. He has passed beyond our sight, not to abandon us, but to be our hope, that where he is, we might also be and reign with him in glory. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a royal priesthood called to serve you forever. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Merciful Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine, and we pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, in obedience to our Saviour Christ, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his body and his blood, who in the night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as our Savior has commanded. We celebrate the redemption he has won for us. We proclaim his perfect sacrifice, made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and we look for his coming to fulfill all things according to your will. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Renew us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son, and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. God our Father, you have raised our humanity in Christ and feed us with the bread of heaven. Mercifully grant that, nourished with such spiritual blessings, we may set our hearts to the heavenly places where he now lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God. We thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, our exalted King, pour on you his abundant gifts. Make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
We thank you for your presence and participation in this service on this Ascension Day evening. Also this evening on our diocesan website, the Bishop will begin a series of conversations with the Reverend Rowley Healy. That's an 8-part series beginning tonight, entitled Walking in the Spirit. Sunday coming is the Sunday after Ascension Day. There will be an online service of morning prayer at 10 o'clock. There'll be an in-church service of parish communion in Annahilt at 10 o'clock and a service of morning prayer in Mara Hamlet at 12 noon. Thank you.